Harding, are in town, everything is going down. Old Pat Malone was too athletic, he's a life insurance fence, all his money to the fence, so all of his affairs is on his mind. Then his wife looked up and said, now dear Pat, you were dead. All that $20,000 I could take. So old Pat lay down and tried to make out like he had died until he smelled the whiskey at the wake. Then old Pat Malone forgot that he was dead. He raised himself in anger and he said, this way goes on another minute and the corpse he will be in it, then you'll have to get me drunk to keep me dead. Gave the corpse another cup afterwards to fill him up and laid him out again upon the bed. But before the break of day, they all felt so happy and gay, they forgot that he had only played off dead. Then they took him from the bunk, still alive but awful drunk, and laid him in the coffin with a prayer. When the driver of the car said it'd be darned if ever I'll start until I see that someone pays the fare. Then old Pat Malone forgot that he was dead, and he raised up in the coffin and he said, if you dare to doubt my credit, you'll be sorrow that you said it, so drive on or else the corpse will break your head. Then the funeral started down on the cemetery route. All the neighbors tried it with a tooth and soul. Till they stopped beside the base of his lonely resting place and the gentle old old Patrick in the hole. Then old Pat began to see just as plain as 1, 2, 3. That he had forgot to reckon on the end. When the flood began to drop, he kicked off top and top, and as quickly to the land he did ascend. Then old Pat Malone forgot that he was dead, and he from that cemetery quickly fled, saying, it's a lucky thing by thunder, I come darn near going under, I forgot that I had only played off dead.